We have just emerged from the holidays, a time that is for so many a pressured chaos of what to buy, what to cook, and what travel plans to be waded through. I spent New Year's Eve rereading Luis Urrea's fierce and tender book, The Lake of Sleeping Children, and learned just how easy the worst holiday stress is for most of us. The story is not about a tranquil expanse of bright water. The lake is a foul pond near El Dompe, Tijuana's former garbage dump. To visit the lake is to walk into the heart of a Hieronymus Bosch painting. The children are not sleeping. They are disintegrating. They have been buried on the decomposing shore of the lake and drift in the water, becoming particles, food for scavenging gulls. Urrea writes about crises born from unimaginable poverty, and with his remarkable details and compassion, insists that we imagine the lives of people who not only live on the edge of El Dompe, but forage in it for food, clothing, and the very architecture of their lives. He introduces us to the ferocious Negra, who grew up in the dump, and when 7 months pregnant, beat the daylights out of another woman who had encroached on her territory. He writes about Felix, a young boy. He was scruffy and thin. He had freckles and lighter hair than all the other boys. He was always picking fights. He had no hope of winning. Urrea befriends the kid and learns after the boy finally trusts him a little that the boots Felix wears with such pride have no soles. Urrea moves among the residents of El Dompe, not as a tourist looking for the gritty side of life. He was born on the border. He worked in a mission to the people of that stinking, dangerous place. From that reality, he has given us his life and the lives of coyotes, orphans, women with no choice but to sell themselves, and stories of a human loyalty forged from having nothing.